okay.
Morning so far on my end. What about where you're at?
Pull out here. I'm mobile, and you're way down the noise this morning. A little bit hard to copy you. Are you out walking the dogs?
Indeed, out walking the dogs. I've been experimenting with these handhelds to figure out which is the best antenna, and I've spent a lot of money for antennas, and the rubber duck seems to be the best one, but I'm still in a hole.
This location, there's nothing you can do about that, but that was a little better that time, the copy. But anyway, I hope it'll be a good day for you today.
Today is I have nothing scheduled to do for first time in a very long time. I can just sit around and congeal.
We need a day like that every once in a while. Life seems to get busier and busier.
What part of the world do you find yourself in this morning, sir?
Highway 11, up near Table Rock, and I'm headed up to Hendersonville area, meeting my son-in-law up there, and we're going to do a couple things in his parents' neighborhood. Spend the morning there, a couple hours maybe.
We should be in pretty good shape after, I mean, here we are a year after Hurricane Helene. Were they really hit pretty hard?
Just been kind of, you know, on the interstate. My son and son-in-law both work right off 26 up there. That area seems to be okay. I think you get back into some of the wooded areas more closer to the mountains, I think it's worse, but I'm not really the one that could give a definitive answer on that. I go up there every once in a while, but not every day. So the roads that I travel, I don't see a lot of damage.
I operated on this net with the whole reason during Hurricane Lee, was the whole reason I got into ham radio in the first place.
Were you talking about it? And I helped out a couple of times, not very much. There was, well, you know, Patrick. He really did a lot. And it was interesting. I tell you, I wanted to relay this story to you. The Mount Mitchell repeater, 145.19, they had a guy up there that was running a net. And Saturday morning, I think it was, my daughter-in-law asked me if I knew a way of getting somebody to look for a friend of hers, younger brother, and his wife. Nobody had heard from them since Thursday. And so I called up there on that net, put their name out, and within 4 hours, somebody had gone by their house and checked on them and got a report back to me. So that was kind of what was going on that net up there. That was really amazing. There was a lot of volunteers out there that were going around and checking on people.
Very well-heeled millionaire types, and I'm going to do a presentation to them with my Man Pack radio and explain to them how when everything goes south, there will only be two things that remain, cockroaches and the ham radio operators.
That's true, and that's kind of funny, too, the comparison. another point to that story is by Sunday, I had another request to see if they could locate somebody else, and the gentleman on the repeater up there told me that the government had taken over, and they were required to turn all the names into them, and it would be several weeks before they would get an answer. So you see what happens when bureaucrats take over.
Recently, or this was during Hurricane Helene?
Hurricane Helene, when everybody's cell service and internet and everything was wiped out up there.
Out there is, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
That's why I try not to rely on them. Try to taught my family independence and do the right thing and take care of yourself and the people around you.
That never hurts. Being your own first responder never hurts, no matter what you're responding to. That never hurts at all.
Wife actually was headed to work that morning, that Thursday morning. Weather didn't seem to be that bad at the time, and she hit a tree up there on Highway 11. So I got a call about 30 minutes after she left, or 20 minutes after she left, and had to go rescue her. Everything was good. I know another person on this, used to be on this frequency, whose son broke his back that morning when a tree fell in his vehicle. So we were very fortunate.
Mr. Hightower?
Who I was talking about.
Mentor me into GMRS, and at the same time, while he's doing that, he is telling me, well, this is okay, and this works pretty good, but you can't beat the power of the ham.
I know some people that are in GMRS, and I have not gone there yet. I've been a ham since 1991. I'm a lot more active in the last 10 years than I used to be. But I haven't branched out into GMRS yet. I'm too busy on this frequency, or on these, on the ham bands.
GMRS, I have a GMRS license. My call sign is WSEP-286. And the only problem with it is that there's only 5 repeater frequencies on there. And, you know, it's like regular radio stations. When you move out of that coverage area, you might get into another coverage area where there's repeaters with it. You don't know. You got to have tones going and coming to get on those repeaters.
I think it's a growing section of the radio spectrum, though. There's more and more people getting into it, but Bill, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm up here 25, and I know there's a hole up here where everybody that drives up here blacks out, and I don't want to be in the middle of a conversation and lose it, so I'll let you go this morning, but enjoyed it. Good to hear you on the radio this morning, and hope you enjoy your day of not having to do much. KQ4YCI, N4ZLK73.
Drive careful, keep the shiny side up. 73 to you, sir. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India is clear.